Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, for Jesus you have overcome. Every height must come down, every must be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You are. Every height must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You have
overcome. Sing it to yourself.
Every height must stronger shall be broken. Wear the victor's crown. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Though weapons may be formed, it will not prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. I know my God will never fail. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. And every war He wages, He will win. So I'm not backing down from any trials. Cause I know how this story. Yes, I know. Yes, I. So I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to the Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see you for the battle.
Now prophesy this part to yourself. Evil one,
you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. You take what the enemy. You turn it for good.
You triumph. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna see you. For this battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see you. For the battle belongs to you, God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:14. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead and Christ will give you light. Sleep here is not those who are dead. You know, Paul the Apostle in the book of Thessalonians said, while he was encouraging the people who lost their loved ones, he said, I do not want you to be ignorant concerning the dead. Right? Sorry, concerning those who are asleep. So that's not the kind of sleep we're talking about here. This one is not dead. This one is those who are spiritually dead. Not physical dead. Spiritually dead in Christ. Those who are lukewarm, those who are backslidden. Paul said, therefore, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead. And what? Christ will give you light. Not physical dead, but spiritual dead rather. He said, Christ will what? Give you light. So Christ is the only reason why people live. Live healthy, wonderful, beautiful lives. The word is the life, and the life became the light of man. You want to have a wonderful life, you got to understand the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he has said to us that he has given us all that we need for life and godliness. Before you see the solution, you know the solution exists. Are you in church this wonderful afternoon? Are you in church?
Yes,
before you see the solution, you know the solution already what? Exists. Because he has given you all for life and godliness. All that you need. All that you need. Even if the government is bad, you have all you need for life and godliness. Somehow God is going to help you tonight there. That will make sure you grow beyond whatever the government is doing in the country. So I've received all that I need for life. All that you need for this life, God has given you. Believe it. Live with that consciousness. And for godliness. Some people talk about the trials in this world so much than the available resources in the realm of the spirit on their inside already. So Satan is doing a lot. Do you know the men of God that have fallen? Do you know the Christians? I used to know this sister in church. She was the president of FCS. Now she's no longer preaching. They talk about only the downside of Christians. Praising Satan ignorantly. How that is powerful. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, you can walk with God and follow. I know somebody who walked with God now. Where are they? They are in club. They don't know their resources in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I can do all things. Are you in church this wonderful afternoon? All things through what? Christ who strengthens me. All things, not some things. Some people don't even know how to tell you. They don't have the impetus to say you can stop an addiction. Yes, you can. You don't replace an addiction with another addiction in this kingdom. You stop it. If anybody be in Christ, the what? Finish. Finish. Not better creation. You are new. You are a new creation. Because you see, sin will kill you. It will destroy you. Satan will through sin kill and destroy you. Steal from you. I tell people sin does not really affect God like the way it affects man. When you smoke, who dies? You die. God is angry with your sin because your sin is destroying you. Not because your sin is affecting him. It's not some wicked master waiting for you to see whether you can make heaven or earth or hell. That's not God. He's a very good father. Are we together? God's goal is not so that somebody makes heaven or hell in the finality of time. No. It is some Christians that misunderstood God. God wants you to have a heaven on earth experience. Don't wait to get to heaven before you explore the effect of eternal life. You've got eternal life. If anybody believes in Jesus, he shall know what? But have what? How many of you believe in Jesus? Say, I've got eternal life. Now you can see the effect. If you want to see the effect. Eternal life has a solution. All the solution in this world is in eternal life. Eternal life simply means the God kind of life. The standard of life. God has never been faced with a situation that he did not overcome. That's why Paul, having understood that he had eternal life, the life of God, he said, I can do all things. Not some things, all things. Even before I figure out the things, you know, before I, as long as I'm standing before the problem, he said, there is no temptation that has come before you beyond your ability to overcome. You've got to be tough with the word of God if you want to enjoy life. It doesn't take tears to win. It takes faith. If you cry so much, nothing will change. It takes faith. And how does faith come? By hearing the word of God. It comes by hearing the word of God. That's why Satan fights every system that has been created by God for you to access the word of God. Even coming to church. And not just coming on Sundays. Of course, if you are part of church, you should be part of the system. If you are coming only on Sunday morning, what benefit is church to you? We will not truly see the benefit of the church in your life. Because in the church, you got to be what? Perfected as a saint. It said, we equip the saint in Ephesians 4, verse 12. It said, the fivefold ministry from verse 8 through 11. It said, the purpose of the fivefold ministry is, then verse 12 says it, to equip the saint. To equip the saint. To perfect the saint. So you see, if you are not part of a church system, how can you be perfected? If you come only on Sunday, not just attending church on a Sunday. If you just come on Sunday, there's a little that we can do. You cannot get perfected. You cannot get equipped to do the work of the ministry. You see that? But if you come and join the system, you get discipled, you know, you get trained, join the department that aids us to do that, then what happens? That testimony of scripture is fulfilled in your life. You get equipped. And it's only people who are equipped that can do the work of ministry. Ministry is not for babies. Baby Christians. Those that get easily offended in church. So why did you stop that church? I got offended. The pastor spoke to me in a way I didn't like. Oh, I got offended. The HOD, the blah, 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 spoke to me in a way I didn't like. Because you still had your own identity intact. Paul said, it's no longer I that live. That's what we do in church. We remove the old man and make sure the new man is intact. If it is Christ that leave, you cannot get offended. You got offended that you left the work he gave you. Alright? Some people are like that. They got offended they left the work God gave them. But they have not left their job. Even if their bosses are Muslims, some of them. And I'm not saying Muslims are a bad boss. I'm just saying they may not really respect your faith. If you say you want to go to church, they may not agree. Isn't it? Some of the things you respect, they don't even respect it. Some are not even Muslims. They are Christians like you, but they even talk to you wrongly. Yet, you still go there and apologize to them. Why? Because you are seeing what they are paying you. But you are not seeing what God is doing in your life by the reason of you being planted in the church. You see that? Meanwhile, he has said that he that did are planted in the courts and in the house of the Lord shall what? Flourish. They shall flourish. So, probably, the reason why you are flourishing is because you planted. But you couldn't see that effect yet. You know, you are not seeing it physically. Say, where is it flourishing in my life? You thought it's because you applied that you got the job. Do you know how many people that apply for that job? Hallelujah to Jesus. And most people, it is when they make the mistake that they realize that they've made mistakes. Like Judas. It was when he did everything that his eyes were open. He betrayed Jesus for silver, money. And when he was done, he asked himself, I did this kind of thing. It's me that did this kind of thing. That's why I always tell you people, allow God to deal with those little things in your life. Offense, greed, you know, you can name them. Some of you know it's personal to you. Those little things in your life. Allow God to deal with it because it is little foxes that what? If you don't deal with this offense today, one day to kill you. Judas did not deal with greed. He loved money too much. So much. Sometimes I used to wonder, did Judas ever like him money when Jesus made him treasurer or before he became treasurer? I can't really tell. Because I'm wondering, if God knew that he liked money, why did God put him in charge? Maybe when he became treasurer, he saw so much money, then he started sidelining some of the money. That's how the problem started, probably. Hallelujah to Jesus. He loved money so much. If not, the Bible never said Judas was the one to betray Jesus. Say one among the 12. But Satan was looking for how to get to Jesus and was checking people's bad character in the church. And he found that, that one like women. I'll use him to get the man of God. You see that? Huh? So a brother does something in church, the person they are thinking of is the set man of the church. They will not talk about the brother that did it. A pastor was sharing with us how that he almost lost his ministry because of the mistake of one of his pastors. He had been warning for that thing. The pastor now did it. The face of the church now, the pastor, the set man. Nobody spoke about that young pastor. So this kind of stupid people he's raising. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why as leaders, I don't show mercy for leaders. I don't train leaders with soft hand. I train leaders with strong hand. The way I show kindness to everybody is not the way I show kindness to leaders. You must get it done as a leader. There are no two ways about it. You got to be disciplined as a leader. For instance, in this church, as a leader, some things are not prayer points. You are finished praying for them. Whether you like pray or not, you have to just behave rightly. You cannot be womanizing as a pastor here. Or a leader in any way. Say, pastor, I want you to pray for me. I like humanizing. We know there are weaknesses. But, brother, you have to be serious. It doesn't work here. We're not bragging in the flesh. It's the truth. Somebody was in my office. I said, you don't like the fact that you came to this church for several years. You never heard any atrocity happening. Because he was being stubborn in his department. I said, you are not glad? Have you heard that so-so thing happened, so-so thing happened? He said, no. I said, because we had these systems before you came. Obey your leader. Are you listening to me? Yes, obey your leader. You know, somebody was asking, sir, people are asking if you are a New Testament preacher or Old Testament preacher. I say, why? They say, you preach grace, but you give law principles. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, for instance, you say nobody should visit anybody in church. A girl should not visit a boy. I said, that's law principle. Say, no, grace of God has covered us. Now we can enter a lady's house. Nothing will happen. I say, well done. Carry that grace to another place. We in this church, we teach the grace of God. Then we tell you, don't visit a guy. Should not visit a woman. If you like, call it cave principle. I don't care. It has kept us for many years. You know, when we started on campus, people said I was proud because I don't used to allow ladies to visit me. If I allowed ladies to be visiting me, some of you would have called me foolish. Because the Bible said he will give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemies will not gain a say. There are some people that are looking for something to use and destroy you. Imagine they see beautiful ladies like you all look coming out from my house with cooler every time. When this one come out, they interface with another one. Prophet has eaten. You see demonic characters. Demonic stinking characters. You see them in your church. One is going out now. Say, where are you going with the cooler? Prophet just ate. But he told me, is it your business? Let him eat again. You have not married. You have plenty wife already. They are arguing who to give you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Foolish things happening. Demonic things. See, they say this person is beefing that person in church. Say, why? Because she observes she's bringing prophet food. Terrible things. Even when we had these principles, we had two ladies who left church one time. I was asking one of the pastors, many years on campus, many, many years. I said, why did these two ladies leave church? They said, sir, you did not know? I said, no, I did not know. The other one complains that this one gets closer to you than her. I said, how? Close where? Say, after service, this one used to talk more. After service, this greeting, they greet people. How are you, sister? This, okay, I hope you are checking our offering very well.
How are you, sister? I hope you are checking out very well. Broom, you are rain. That was it, too. That one was spending more time greeting me more. And the other one was not happy. And they started fighting themselves in that small ministry of over 10, maybe 20. I was so surprised. I never knew something like that happened. My spiritual father told me, he said, don't allow any woman to visit you. It became my principle. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that's why most of my young men here respect me. So, people that think that it's law, they should practice grace. And you all have seen the effect of grace. Especially in this our small state, there are so much atrocities. Even in the Christian world here. Stupid things happen in the name of grace. They don't even understand what grace is. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, we talk about the New Testament having more manifestation than the Old Testament. And sometimes you wonder if there's anything new in the manifestation. Because the people, all they understand as grace is dyeing of hair, putting of earrings. That's for men. I'm not talking about women. You see men dyeing their hair, putting earrings, even plaiting. And when you ask them, they say they are under grace. Is that grace or foolishness? The only thing grace is producing in this generation is dyed hair. Yes, a man born is here. Not just even one, some of them too. Some are putting nose ring. And they are singing gospel songs. Some are even daring to want to come and preach. When you talk, they'll say, ah, stop condemning. Nobody's condemning, that's foolishness. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, Pastor, if you don't need to talk about it. We need to talk about it because some of you are singing those songs without addressing the people who are dressed like that. I stopped one song here because I saw that the person who wrote that song bore his nose, had two earrings, plaited his hair, had tattoos on his body. And when I saw the song, I said, nobody should sing that song here. Why? We can't accept the song and say, well, we hate you, but we'll accept your song. That's rubbish. Tomorrow, our children will look for the person that wrote that song. And they'll say, ah, if my father sang that song, are you together? I'm trying to say, that means this person is okay with God. Are you all listening to me? These things are not the fruit of what the Bible promised for the New Testament. It's another fruit. The Bible says, greater things we shall do because I go to my Father. Greater things. I was telling leaders yesterday, you know, the Bible says, chiefly, the promise of the New Testament entails that every human being has the heart of flesh and not the heart of what? Stone anymore. That, you know, they walk in love, chiefly. But listen, if you truly want to walk in love, you walk in power. You can't say you are in the New Testament and ignore power. You have to be very real. You need the power of God. Tell somebody to be very sincere. Be very sincere. Don't you need the power of God? What if blind eyes get open? Maybe somebody around your family, the blind eyes are open. Will you not be excited? Church, will you not be excited? You need it. You need deaf ears to open. Huh? You want people who are gone insane to come back to their normal senses. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
If you coincidentally find your father on the bed or your mother bedridden, would you not want them to stand up from that bed?
Yes, sir.
It takes the anointing. That's why you got to pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray long in the spirit. Your life will even change if you pray in the spirit. Ideas will come. You will have favor with men when you pray in the spirit. He has given you all that you need for what? Life. And quit begging. Start praying. Start praying. Sometimes you may seem to want to be overwhelmed by problems, but keep on praying in the spirit. We don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Holy Spirit helped our infirmity with groanings that our words cannot express. Pray in the spirit. Pray long. You are solving problems. Long-term problems. Problems in the future. Problems that are about to come 5 minutes later. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? Paul said, I thank my God, I pray in tongues more than you all. I was teaching leaders. I said, let's be sincere. we will tell God, "Ah, God, if you are king, why did this thing happen in our home? Why did it happen in our family?" Most of us were not praying. He said that earth has he given to the sons of men. You left it for Satan. When last did somebody wake up and say, "I command my morning, I command my day, in the name of Jesus, I command my week, I command my year." Took 3 hours, took 4 hours, speaking words over the year. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? When last? With the kind of funny prayers we do sometimes. Like I was addressing some leaders yesterday. Somebody is praying and touching his phone. Praying and going out. You are talking to God. You go out to pick up. In our days, while we were growing up, my spiritual father would use that phone and scatter it on the ground. I was telling somebody, you can't be talking with God and be picking call. What are you going to do? Somebody called you, left God and went and picked call. Then you think he will take you serious. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When you want to pray, you keep your phones down. All these years you've been holding the phone. What does the phone give you? Pray in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Take time to pray. Take time. I was telling leaders yesterday, sometimes you pray, you think it's 3 hours. You open your eyes and you check the time, it's 3 minutes. Have you been there? Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ. I've not gone anywhere. The flesh does not like to pray. The flesh hates prayer. I said the only religion God is excited about is prayer. Calculate the time. So some people are praying, do not say, prophet, say time does not matter. That if you have revelation, you can pray for 10 minutes and it's covered. Brother, you are lazy. You are lazy. You are lazy. If you are really a great person, if you are thinking of greatness, if you are thinking of something bigger than yourself, you pray in tongues. The kind of greatness you imagine, if you don't pray in tongues, it will never come to pass. As you are praying, you are arranging. Tell her to stop sleeping. She's not meditating. Are you meditating? You are sleeping. Oh God. She's not sleeping. She's not meditating. What are you doing? Trance. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit. Do you know that it's one thing for you to have received, for Jesus to have done something for you on Calvary, and another thing to receive it? Yesterday I was sharing Ephesians 6. He said, put on the what? Put on the what? You have it, but you have to put it on. Tell somebody, put it on. So that you are able to what? Withstand all the fiery wheels or wiles of the devil. He will come in several ways. But when you have the word of God littered all over you, St. Patrick said, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ on my head, Christ under my leg. Are you listening to me? You are full of the word. You can stand any lie Satan is bringing. You just rebuke it, subdue it. Do you know why some people are against today? Satan prevailed through their mind. You see that? He came and told them, that man is fine. Why not like the man? After all, women are idiots. They don't truly love people except with money. And he said, oh, true. And that's how he fell in love with a man. You see that? But if you have the word, you say, no. No matter what, women are better. In the name of Jesus, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You subject that demon there and keep him back in hell. But you see, the demons came through ideologies, like the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. They came through ideologies, and some men who don't have the knowledge of God accepted their ideologies, and they flowed through those human beings, and we're seeing their manifestation literally on the earth today. And you guys get what I'm trying to explain? But you who have the word of God, if the devil comes through an idea, what do? You subject the thought. You put him back in that prison of hell by subjecting the thought. The battlefield is the mind. He tells you can never amount to anything great. You say it's a lie. I am great in the sight of the Lord. Like my father Abraham. In the name of Jesus. You shout it out. I'm a seed of Abraham. I can only be blessed. Never because. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because I'm a seed of Abraham. That's how you talk as a child of God. Never allow the devil make you feel bad about yourself. Some people sit down, the way they look, you just know they are already defeated. Say, Kyle, I don't get anything. I'm finished. Blah, 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 blah. You know? Do you know you can actually make joy an automated response? You know? Imagine tiger enter here. Huh? Imagine lion enter this place. Everybody will be like, Pastor, see you tomorrow. They will run. Stand up and run for their lives. Do you know? You can stay so much with the word of God that anytime situations come before you, it's joy. Joy. The Bible said for the glory set before him, right? He endured the cross. He endured. He forgot about all the problems he was seeing. Let me show you how joy works. For instance, the example in scripture. The Bible says Paul and Silas in prison. Instead of crying, they began to praise God. What do you have on your inside that will make you to be jubilating in prison? What did you have? What was on your inside? What can make a normal human being in Kirikiri? They stand up and they start praising God. They were just jumping and praising. And while they were praising, God was manifesting. The grounds were shaking. You see that? When you read the Bible, it says, thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Why are you crying amidst your enemies? Many people are not in faith. They just hear the word of God. Here it comes out here. Thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointing my head, Lord, my cup running over. Now your enemies are everywhere. They are attacking you everywhere. You are crying. You are crying. But you read the Bible before. It says, thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Meaning, even though the enemies are everywhere saying all the bad things about you, there's a table. Sit down and relax. They will serve you soon. If you don't see the table, they will just be staying there reflecting as enemies. But immediately you sight the table, they become waitresses and waiters. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You change their occupation. You change who they are from enemies to waiters. Satan said, if I had known, I would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Why? When he was doing all of his things, Jesus saw it too. Satan arranged everything. Jesus finally said, well done, my boy. At the end, he said, hey, it was through me that this thing got arranged. He thought he was killing Jesus. He didn't know he was making it easy for Jesus to go and collect the power over death. He paved the way for Jesus to enter the realm he created for himself called death. And when Jesus found himself there, he said, give me. He collected. And guess what? He came to you. Are you listening to me? And said, this office of Satan rightly belongs to you. Take. So he said, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Is it the kind of power you have that you can even speak to the dead? The dead can listen to you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? The dead can listen to you. They listen. I'm not telling you what we have not seen. They listen. The dead. You speak to cancer, it listens to you. Cancer listens to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or you can disagree and say they will not cut the woman's breast. It will be repaired. The God who made the whole world in 6 days, he can repair this. He can repair this breast. They don't need to cut it. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. Breast be repaired. You know, I saw where they cut a woman's breast. I was so mad. I was like, God, she doesn't have it again. It was that bad. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've seen miracles though. I saw where they pray for somebody. They say it was iron that was in the leg. They put iron. The iron changed to bone. Bone. It's not fake. This thing I'm telling you is not a lie. You know, as we're saying now, doctors in our midst will be wondering, are they okay? We are very okay. Very okay. As a young child, student in BSU many years ago, there's a lady who had this high BP, you know, and the doctors came and gave her one injection. I told them to keep, you know, those days I just pray with object because I learned that from wherever I came from. And And I said, they should keep one bottle of water for me. I'm coming. As I just approached the place, I saw two doctors. They were just standing like this, like somebody died. So I said, hi, good afternoon. They said, are you the pastor they are waiting for? I said, yes. They just started looking at me and smiling to themselves. Meaning I'm the thing that they called to come and save what they could not save. The lady was just jerking. I said, what have you guys done? They said they gave her injection to sleep, but she's not sleeping. I said, and I asked them, you are giving demon injection. Somebody possessed with demon, you are giving her injection to sleep. I said, where is the water? I said, they brought the water. I said, in the name of Jesus, this water has been changed to the water of life. Drink it. She drank. As I laid my hands on her head, she fell down under the power of God and started sleeping. They were looking at me like this. Bible says, God used the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. Are you listening to me? He used the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. I taught you this before. Huh? Are you listening to me, people of God? See, you know why you need to start a business? It's not because God necessarily is saying your whole money will come through that business. He was an interface. Are you listening to me? Listen to what he said. He said, I will bless the works of your hand. Meaning it's not the works of your hand that is giving you money. It's the blessing of God. But the interface for that blessing to reach you is the works of your hand. Meaning if you don't have anything you are doing, you can't receive the blessings of God. Such that now, anybody that has business, you can tell that truly, truly, yes, you are working hard, but what you are receiving, what you are seeing, is truly a byproduct of the hand of God upon your life. Except you are not working in His principles. There are some that may be looking at me and say, Lord, Pastor, I'm not understanding what you are saying. You must be abiding in His principles. Are you listening to me? He said to the woman, he said, what do you have? She said, just a little jar of oil. He said, go and gather so many cans. As much as you can see, gather it. Strategy. Tell somebody strategy. He said, gather plenty. Then he took that small and started pouring and filling all the big gallons. That's prophetic. If you try it today, it may not work because God is teaching us something. If God allows that realm, nobody will be serious with life. Everybody will just go and buy a bottle of oil and buy gallons. And many people will be stupid. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's teaching us something prophetically. That the little business you have now, that if you can have strategy, tell somebody strategy. This little business can amount to something big. It will give you plenty of profit. Just have strategy. Have capacity. Are you listening to me? Create capacity. Don't give up on the business. Somebody told me, he said, you see all these people that are doing big businesses in town? They used to plant human head. I said, what a stupid way of reasoning. What if it's true? And so what? They are planting human head. You that died and woke up. How many of you died with Christ? Many people don't even believe this thing. They are just saying it. I believe in Jesus. He woke up on the third day. I believe I died with Him by faith. And what they mean by faith, self, they don't understand. Trying to make people understand that I did not mean I died. You died. You were buried. You resurrected. He died in your stead. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can go and claim that you are the one that did it. Because He did it in your place. I died. I was buried. More like, I'm not saying you should go and do that. Some of you who they have written exams for, say amen. If somebody writes an exam for you, people who have done it in the past and have repented now, probably. Right now, who passed the exam if you passed it? If you fail, who failed? If that person failed, who failed? If the person passed, who passed? You write your matric number and you get the glory. That's how it is. The Bible said in Colossians 3 and verse 1, He said, if you died with Christ, let's read it together. We want to read. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. You see that? Glory to God. You died. Then they are telling you somebody buried somebody's head.
you are now careful. They bury somebody's head. No wonder they are succeeding. You have not tagged yourself a failure because you did not bury somebody's head. You that entered grave and came out. You know, have you heard people that say these stupid stories? That all these worldly musicians, they used to go and sleep in the grave. Oh, that's why their song used to go foul. Don't be thinking, don't try to be like them. Have you, they are trying to be like you? I don't know that again, I'm trying to explain you. You who is singing now, do you know, you died now. Somebody was sleeping beside grave. You sleep inside grave. They buried you. On the third day, you came out. It's not human beings that haven't did your burial. It's angels. When they removed you, nobody was aware. Angels came and did it. And now they are threatening you that somebody, whatever, slept by the graveside. That's why they are sung. You have entered the grave. Sing from that consciousness that your songs will go far. You know, one time I was telling one of my friends, all these chief priests that have been, they've been acting in Nollywood are the reasons why some of us are scared of witches and wizards. You see one just come with red skirt, hold one as iron, put leaf on the mouth. What do you do? And people that are watching self, their heart is in boom. Have you people watched this Easy Wine? Have you something like that? That movie that woman had, that people travel to go and drink. Wine Saba. Very scary movie. How many of you have watched it here? You watch those kind of things now, you'll be thinking, Satan is that powerful. Such that now you probably were posted to the east. And as you were going, you now see one babalawo with red skirt. He said, hey! That's a Christian. Because they've hyped them in Hollywood. And they say, you are looking at yourself because you always wear suits. Wondering if you are not as powerful as that person there. Listen, brothers and sisters, you are very powerful. You don't need to look like a mad human being. Forget the leaves and the red skirts they are tied. They don't have no power. The Bible said, do you believe the Bible? Yeah. Hebrews 2 and 14, let's read together, everyone. In the Amplifier edition. Everybody read. Want to go? Therefore. So that. He can make what? He might make what? Powerless, in bracket, impotent, him who has, him who have, him who had. Everybody say had. The power of death, that is the devil. Satan had power. The time Jesus said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy, that was before he resurrected. When he did resurrect, he said, now all power and authority has been given to me. Say amen, somebody. Yeah. This scripture is after the resurrection. After the resurrection, Satan has no power. You see the way we say there are two states of Jesus in the Bible? There are two states of Satan. Satan before resurrection, Satan after resurrection. Satan before resurrection had some power. Some power. That's why Jesus said, I've given you power over the power. Satan after resurrection is just a lifeless toad. Oh, death, where is thy? He cannot do nothing. Why are you scared? Glory to the Lion of Judah. Glory to the Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. God is in charge. Why am I scared of the devil? No. I told you guys yesterday, leaders. I said, what scattered Job was fear. Satan took before the court of heaven a valid claim. Job was scared. The Bible said, fear is a snare. He was scared. He broke the edge. The serpent struck him. I refuse to be scared.
I have not given you, Jesus said, I have not given you the spirit to fear again. But the spirit of what? Of what? Of what? Sound mind. Sound mind. Say, I've got sound mind. Whoosh. I've got sound mind. I refuse to be scared. I can never be scared. Never in my life. Never be scared. Because Satan does not exist. He had power. He doesn't have power. Now, some Christians may say he has power because they don't have revelation. And they give him power by saying he has power. But we know he doesn't have power. No, he has no power. So if God be for you, he is for you right now. Who can be against you? There is no force against you. All the force of heaven is in you for you. Did you get what I just said? Is in you for you. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you have ever what? According to his power, where? At work in you. Verse 19 of this scripture in the Amplifier. Yes, give me verse 19. It says, and that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses men's knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God. You see that? So that you may have what? Completely what? And what? Say, I'm filled and flooded with God himself. You know the way you feel something? I'm full of God. I'm full. Full of God. Satan cannot come nigh. No. No. I told my mother one time, say, you don't used to give money to villagers. I said, take. I started sharing. I'm not moved by fear. I'm moved by faith. So if you give them the money, they will go and do something. Do who something? Me? I know where I sit. By the precious blood of Jesus. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Don't be shy. Don't be shy to say it. Say it. Say what Jesus has done. Be bold about it. Your sins are forgiven. The nature of sin is taken away. You are seated far above what? Principalities and powers. Don't be shy. Say it. The prince told us, he said, we defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb. He said it like this. He said, through the words of our testimony. Meaning what the blood has done will be only effective when you say it. You got to say it. Say it. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You wake up in the name of Jesus. I have sound health. Sound health. I can never be sick in my life. Then you obey all the laws that you need to obey, even physically, to the best that you can, and leave the rest to God. You keep on speaking God's word. You know what I mean by that, right? You can't say, I can never be sick in my life, and every day you are taking coke 3 times a day. You are registering for sickness. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be sick. In the name of Jesus, I have sound health. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Say, word of sin, prophet, how do you rise above sin? I've told you before. If the Bible says Satan had power, he doesn't have power, who causes people to sin? Huh? And Satan has no power again. So why should you sin? Now watch me before I close. You know, sometimes when we say these things, people should still go back with their own opinion. They go to hear some of these worldly people tell them, sing songs for them. You know, all these worldly singers, they tell them, I've seen it on people's status before, on Facebook, said, I was living a miserable life trying to be perfect. I just allowed myself to live normally and now I'm enjoying my life. Perfection is a boredom. A part of boredom. I mean, you are just trying to kill yourself. Just be, you know, if you try to be perfect in the flesh, you'll be frustrated. You can't be perfect in the flesh. In the flesh, everybody has a problem. Are you listening to me? But if you are in Christ Jesus, you are a what? A new creation. That's what the Bible said, there is therefore now, Romans 8, what? No what? Possibility of condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Because what? They don't walk after the flesh, they walk after the spirit. Verse 2 says, the law of the spirit of what? Life has made me what? Let's read verse 3 together.
what the law could not do, in that it was what? God did by what? In the likeness of what? On account of what? He condemned sin in the next part of scripture. We keep on reading. Till verse 6. The righteous requirement of the law. So that the righteous requirement of the law will be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So you see, as we are walking according to the Spirit, everything the law wants to achieve is fulfilled in us. Do not steal, fulfilled in a man in the Spirit. Do not lie, fulfilled. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Because the law has a limit. All the sins in this world, some of the sins, I don't even know the sins. There are plenty of sins. We cannot be writing all the sins for you people. Some people have personal sin they are sinning that we don't even know this sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But if you have the Holy Spirit, are you listening? He will teach you all things. You will know that this thing you are trying to do is a sin personally to you. Beyond do not steal, do not kill, you personally understand that. This dress I'm wearing is wrong. This dress I'm wearing, I'm not wearing it to glorify God. I'm wearing it because I'm timing or chair in church. Then the Holy Spirit will say, remove it. You see that? Say, this is my lip gloss I'm wearing. This is my this, it is for, you say, remove. Because you can't tell a lady how to dress. But the Holy Spirit will do that. He will teach you all things. Are you seeing that? The righteous requirement and even more of the law will be fulfilled in the Holy Spirit in any individual. Next part of scripture. For those who live according to the flesh, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You see why you cannot walk hand in hand with an unbeliever? You have to win them over to Christ to enjoy the fellowship with them. Friendship with them. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because while you want to pray in the Spirit, they want to watch Netflix. Some of you, your problem now is the person you are living with. If you can just win that person over to Christ, you will enjoy the home, the house. But if you keep on doing your thing, the person is doing their thing, they may even affect you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You've never gone to club. You say, hey, follow us today now. You will not dance. You just see the place. From seeing the place. Now, wow. Is this how club is? Now, wow. Club. From seeing it, you want to take one sip. From taking one sip, you know that's how it improves. Before you know, your friend is not enough. You don't go on your own. At Flora say you start dancing. You've gone to club before? Okay, so from sipping, then you start dancing. Like Flora said. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you begin to dance. They begin to dance with you. You know those your dance in secondary school. Say amen if you know. Hypocrites. All of you don't know the dance. You didn't dance in secondary school. How many of you went to party in secondary school? Say amen. And you dance. They dance with you. Say amen. Choir did not dance at all. Very righteous people. You never went to party. Wow. Clap for yourselves. Hypocrites. You see, it's that small. Some of our parents flogged us away from parties. Flog. Anywhere are you going to party? You demand why? Are you not happy today that you did not go for party? See how your life is beautiful. So be a vector Christian, not a scalar Christian. A Christian with magnitude and what? Direction. Not Christian in club on Friday and in church on Sunday. You can't be a powerful Christian that after this church service, you go back and play the video. You can't be powerful. See, there's no two ways about it. I can't say it in a nicer way. After this service, you now go and start arguing. Now, whiskey better pass. Ooh, it's a shame on you. What kind of a Christian are you? You are a disgrace. You don't even know the Bible. You know all the tracks of whiskey. You can mime it. When we say quote two parts of scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. So, Jesus wept. You see? But all the songs of whiskey are in your head. You can mime them.
Say them, go feel it. You know it. When trouble comes your way, is them go feel it, you start saying. Because it's what you are filled with. You will feel it. But if you've got the word of God, amidst crisis, you're speaking God's word. Are you listening to me? You are speaking His word. In the name of Jesus. They say somebody was kidnapped. I told you the story of Michael. He's here in church. He's a serious Christian. Michael, years ago, escaped from the house, my junior brother. He said we were being wicked to him. He escaped. Nobody, my father almost started crying. Simon, what will we do? I was taking my wife for Atenat at that time. I said, I don't know. It is well. He said, Simon, you don't care. That's my son. Simon. I said, me too, I'm your son. Now, at least if this one go, this one is alive. My dad was panicking. He now asked for, I used to have one picture that time. He asked for the car. So they went to, with Oche, they went to Otupo. Afterwards, that's before I was praying. We were going together. I was praying. And I told my wife, I don't know if you remember. I said, this boy is going to Lagos. I just heard it. Then I went to Benue Links. They checked. They did not see his name in the manifesto. Nothing like that. Michael there. He put another person's name and put his phone number. So while they were dialing the number, I told my dad, I said, please check the number. So while he was checking, he didn't dial. I saw Michael. He saw another name there. He said, what? Michael's number is there. They now said they should stop them in Otupo. When they stopped, they now carry Michael and put him in the manager's office. That he should come and sit here and take fresh air. The boss now advanced to Lagos. That's how my dad went to pick him. He said, we're hateful towards him, so he's leaving the family entirely. Especially because of me. That I'm using strong hand for him too much. See, now, the point before I hit the last part of this story is that while he was nowhere to be found, he said nobody should look for him. He said, please, daddy, mommy, don't look for me. I am gone. It's movie now. Movie. Now, if I was not spiritual, we would have not known where this boy is going to. But as I was praying, I picked it that here he is going to Lagos. You see, spirituality will help you. After many months, he came to me and repented in the house. He said, Pastor Simon, I want to personally repent. I said, well, I want to be fully a Christian. See? Now he's fully a Christian. The person that he, you know, it was so bad that he saved my name. They say he saved my name as hate. Hate. Because what is, why is it, did he save it as hate? Enter the room and pray in tongues. Enter and pray. I'll lock the door and carry the key out. I say, if I don't hear any sound, I'm not opening the door. So I don't know that it's fake sound. He will come to the door. Force him to be spiritual. Taught him principles. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? See, now he's enjoying his life. I was not the one that said, come on. He came personally and fully repented. And now he's serving God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Spirituality will save you from a lot of problems. People may mock you and say, what is in school, in our school days, when we're doing prayer, when we're praying in our company, there's this lady, Vivian, she'll come and knock our door, especially when one of our guys, Daniel, we used to call him Danobaya, if he wants to start praying, when we're doing jababababa, he'll be booting. You know when you on those your desktops, some of them, how they would take like 30 minutes to arrange. Some phones that have 1 gigram to do like that. They will take like 30 minutes to on. While we're praying, you'll be like, while doing like, rap-a-pa-pa-pa. When the prayer is getting intense,
when he stands up, he will do his hand. Hey God. In our heart, we'll be like, God, please. Because we know that even this small prayer we are doing, compound people are not happy. This one now is coming. Which one is? Like lion. You know, gorilla, that Godzilla. What do you call it? Godzilla. Immediately it does it, you can feel in your heart, even though the ground is not shaking, you know the ground is shaking. But then you go to the wall. Baka, 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 adaka, daka, oh God. Immediately he raises his voice. Vivian is at our door. God will punish all of you, your generation. God will punish all of you. It will never be well with you people. Idiots, fake pastors, womanizers. There's no name she doesn't call us. Hypocrites. That's how we stand close to the door. I was personally scared of that lady. Not because she can beat me. I didn't just want the trouble. And I understood with her. A little part of me understood with her. Because what kind of prayer is Dano praying? Yet, I don't know how to regulate Dano's prayer. That kind of prayer should be done in the mountain, not in people's compound. But you see, we couldn't help ourselves. We were praying like that. And he was my roommate. There were like six of them that came to stay. You know, those days in BSU, when they hear you are a pastor, they'll pack their things and come and stay in your house. You will not pursue them. And we kept on praying. And one day, I literally would peep outside. Vivian is outside before going to class. I used to do like that. Sometimes I would send Dan because she's scared of Dan. She'll be talking. When she sees him, she'll just keep quiet. He walks like a giant. Big and huge. One day outside, she was shouting, all of you in the morning, I don't know why people are behaving like this. Blah, blah, compound people, you people will not come now and talk. You're hiding there because it's Professor Simon, blah, 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 blah. As she was talking, Dan just stood up and said, sir, just give me the permission. I said, don't touch her. He went close to her. She now ran back. Somebody that was making mouth. He said, if I just... I said, leave her, leave her, leave her, leave her, leave her. Now on this day, I came back in the afternoon. I started praying in tongues. There was no money. You know, these days, you used to see money in school very well. Those days, your parents don't used to send you. As long as they've paid school fees, to hell with you. And I was just praying, Lord, I receive funds in the name of Jesus. I receive help. As I was praying, I didn't know this lady was in a room. If I had known, I would have not raised my voice. It was small. It was not loud though. This is how, you see the way I talk. That's how I pray. And Seb is so intense. You see me shout. Father, in the name of Jesus, labor under shabba, under my bread. But if I had known, I would have been like, Father, I would not want her to hear. I didn't know she was hearing everything I was saying. Then she now said in her heart, this is after she has told me the story, after the testimony. God, if this Simon is a real pastor, the money I'm looking for, let me get it by 5 p.m. The next day, she wanted the money before 5 p.m. the next day to pay for something important in school. Guess when she got that money? That same day after the prayer. So, as I finished praying, she had already given God a condition, if he's a man of God. As I finished praying, I sat outside because I didn't know she was around. I would have not even seen it outside. So as I sat outside blowing myself, she just came. Afternoon, sir. Sir? Afternoon. That's how she said, sir? Afternoon. I was like, is it me you're talking to? Yes, so it's you, sir. I say, this one, nobody is at home. If this guy starts this thing now, who will protect me? All my boys are not around. I say, is there any problem, please? I didn't know you were around. I would have not prayed. I'm telling you what I said. I said, I did not know you are around. I would have not lifted my voice. I'm so sorry. She said, no. How about, sir? How about, sir? I said, why are you calling me, sir? She says, sir, please, can I sit down? I said, okay. So when she sat down, I shifted to the edge of this other side. I said, I know you are surprised. But, sir, firstly, this is my tithe. I said, tithe, how? Firstly, we don't collect tithe as individuals. We collect tithe as a church. Secondly, am I your pastor? He
He said, sir, from today you have become my pastor. I said, what happened? Then she just told me the story. While you were praying, I told God, if you are a man of God, sir, I don't even know where to start from. I'm just shocked. As you finished the prayer, I got the alert. And she said, this cannot be a coincidence. And we didn't start church that time. We're having these praying prayers. I just baptized people in the Holy Ghost those days. We didn't have any fellowship. So she asked where to attend. I led her to a church. I think she's still part of the church till today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now see how God changed her. Imagine I didn't have a prayer life. That lady would not be born again. I can't tell you the way she was living her life. It was not good at all. She could talk anyhow, say disgusting things. She didn't care. But see today, she's born again. Living for God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Value your word, spirituality. It will help you. It will help you. Are you listening to me? Some of you in businesses, it will help you. It will speak for you. It will help you. You don't know who is who. Pray in the spirit. In the morning, pray in the spirit. Before you go to work, you don't know what they are plotting, but as long as you are praying in the spirit, you are guarantee of peace. Peace beyond understanding. Learn it. No, don't argue. Do we need to pray in the spirit? Pray in the spirit. In the Old Testament, people did not pray in the spirit. Are you in the Old Testament? Jesus knew why he gave you praying in the Holy Spirit. It is an advantage, a very huge one. Are you listening to me? Learn to pray in the spirit. Bow your heads and let's pray. Thank the Lord for his word, give him praise. Worship him. Thank him for all you've heard. It's a light for your path, a lamp for your feet. Thank him. When God really, no one can stand. No one can stand against. No devil in hell can stop what God has spoken. Oh, when God really is a word, no one can stand. No one can stand against. No devil in hell can stop what God has spoken. When God really is a word, no one can stand. No one can stand against. No devil in hell can stop what God has spoken. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For in Jesus' gracious name we pray and worship. Celebrate Jesus one more time.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.